Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love
all
through the land. That's right. Waking up with Linda McShann. Move that blood through those brain cells. It's all about being aware. Staying healthy, staying strong. It is Find It Out Friday. And we're going to share with you some music, encouragement, and update. And we'll have Miss Tiffany Jones coming back with us to find out what she found out and what she wants to share with us briefly here. But before we get going, you know, I'd just like to say, ultimately, happiness rests on how you establish a solid sense of self or being. Happiness does not lie in outward appearances nor in vanity. It is a matter of what you feel inside. It is a deep resonance in your life to be filled each day with a rewarding sense of exhilaration and purpose, a sense of task accomplished, and deep fulfillment. People who feel this way are happy. Those who have the sense of satisfaction, even if they're extremely busy, are much happier than those who have time on their hands but feel very, very empty inside. You know, we're about education, unification, and collaboration here. We're here to care and share with you. You know, there's a number that you can call, and that number is 323-769-5879. That's for our love calls. And when I say love, I mean L-O-V-E messages. Nothing negative. It's all in the positive. So we open up the lines this week, and I'll just share with you. We had called in from Adam's family from Chicago, and they said that California, we know it's hot and sticky there with all those fires. We're praying for you because we know you're praying for us. And we had a call from the Thomas family in Texas, and they're praying for everybody. You know, Texans are very resilient people, because they're right across the bridge from New Orleans. See, most people mention that New Orleans. No, it's New Orleans, okay? When you come from down there, you know how to say it. But they're very, very resilient also, and they're sending their prayers just as we're sending prayers to them. And we have a call from the Verdell family from New York. They say it's a different type of thing here. You know, they're not used to all of that subways flooding and everything shut in. So we just all in this together, but guess what? We're going to pull out of it together. And before we get started, it is the holiday weekend. I know you want to get out there and stir it up, but I want you to be comfortable and be careful and be safe. And then we're going to have Miss Tiffany Jones coming on with us to see what she found out. She's going to share that with us later on. Welcome in. It is Find It Out Friday. Stay aware and more so stay woke, but get on out there and stir it up. You know, I know how it goes. We need those sun rays. It's the holiday weekend. Be aware. Take your time. Don't be speeding out there. You know, they still driving real crazy because you have a few open spaces. Just be safe out there, but enjoy yourself. And we have Miss Tiffany. Tiffany with an I. I like to say Tiffany with an I. Because that I on Tiffany Jones' last name means that I will find a solution and I will get it done. Tiffany Jones, are you on with us this evening? Tell us what you found out so we can share it with the listeners.
Yes, I am. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Tiffany. You know, I get an opportunity to snatch you as much as I can, and I'm so excited over here because I got you again. I love it. I love it. I love it. And thank you so much for taking our time.
No, thank you.
Share.
It is. And it is a Friday night, so that's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did you find that out that today was Friday? Because sometimes
I forget. It was a good Friday. We had a good Friday. And I know we talked about on Mindful Mondays, we were talking about the children and the vaccinations and how this whole system is going.
Mm-hmm.
Not so well. They still haven't gotten organized enough. And today I heard that the children that were being bused at a certain school,
mm-hmm.
the whole bus, all the kids caught it.
Are you serious?
No.
Are you serious?
I mean, I am serious, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
So it's very... It's very serious out there. I mean...
Yes. Yes, it's serious. It really is. You know, and I know we have to live our lives and we don't like to live in fear, but wisdom is what you have to acquire in order to do what's best for yourself, and not only yourself, what's best for others. See, that selfish me stuff, that don't work, okay? And you know, I always say, we are here for each one to teach one, not each one to kill one, okay? That's just not happening. So, you know, we keeping the positive out there. You keep it positive and you make it happen. And we just have to keep pushing that energy out there. I fight extremely hard to keep myself, you know, as healthy as I possibly can, even though I deal with many, many people. But I deal with them
mm-hmm.
in a certain kind of way, okay, because this is my life, okay? Now, if you won't kill yourself, then maybe it might be somebody out there to help move you along the way. But I don't need you to take me with you. Okay, so it's so sad, and that's what I worry about with the babies, you know, because children cannot social distance, okay? They can't. They cannot social distance. They're not born to social distance. No one really is, but children, different kind of animals. So the whole bus was infected. Those buses normally seat 40. I guess with the COVID, they've broken it down to 20 maybe, half, you know, to keep the social distance, but that's 20 positives going back into those homes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that just increases the numbers, and so hopefully our numbers, and I'm not trying to scare anyone, I just, you know, this is just what I found out after talking to people in the community and their concerns. And so now... The question would probably be, are we going to go back to where we came from with another shutdown?
Mm. Well, I try to keep my little cabinet full of toilet tissue. You keep your little stuff full of what you need. And we all got that training on what to get and what not to get and what to have and what not to have. So if there's any doubt out there, just start stocking up. You know, because if it doesn't stop, what is the next direction? Because see, these babies, I've always worried about that. They're going back in school, but they got to go back home. All right, so they're taking that back in, and then there's you know, to each his own on his opinion or whether they want to or whether they don't. But it's like, can everybody band together and unify to take some action to knock this down? Because if everyone comes together, it'll flatten it, hopefully. But, you know, each week there's another one coming in. But at least it'll give it a run for its money. You know, just don't sit in the stew pot when all the gravy is gone, okay? So I hate to hear that. I hadn't heard that. But today I don't really... look at a lot of news. I listen, but I get most of my information from persons like yourself because you're directly out there getting the true facts, you know, and persons, you know, with the organizations that are out there beating that sidewalk and with hands-on and eyes-on experience, not third-party hearing. But it saddens me. So now, was this in California? Do you know what state it was in that this happened with the bus?
Oh, this was in California.
Okay.
This was in California.
All right. That's why my little darlings, you know I love babies. You know I love them. I'll knock you out about a child. But I got a few little darlings that they be wanting to come and get a hug from Miss Linda. And Miss Linda teach them really quick how to count to 12, okay? We count to 12 and we howl it right there. So, you know, they're still learning. I'm still teaching, but I'm teaching at a distance because, it's so sad. It's just sad. So, well, I'm glad you found that out. And as we were speaking, we were talking about the vaccines and things that was basically happening. You just have to sit back and relax and use your own brain, your own thought power, do your own research. I feel, Tiffany, because if you listen to everybody, you'll be crazier than a Betsy bug. You understand? So our thing is about encouragement here, and that's why I like the music. You know, music is healing. Music is an international language. So, you know, as long as I can put the music out, and then a lot of people, you know, and we old school over here. I like all genres of music, and sometimes I'll switch it up, but I like that old school music because it was done differently, and the lyrics had serious, serious meaning. And if you listen real close, you'll get your message. So the message is always music. So that's just a good way that I don't have to be flapping my jibs all the time. I just play the music and relax one down. And we want everybody to be careful, don't we? It's the holidays. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I forget, oh, shoot, this is going to be closed. That's going to be closed. So that means that you're going to have to rise a little early in the morning, get all of your chores and errands out the way. Because what you would normally do on Monday, you don't have time to do that. So I have my work cut out for me, too. But I'll make sure to get a good night's sleep with my dream catcher. You know, when I speak with you, Tiffany, with an eye, you always make a person turn that dream catcher upside down with some of the information and the help that you give. And we really, really appreciate that. So I might have to go get a second dream catcher so that while I'm sleeping, it can be doing everything it has to do. And, you know, you got some things happening, too. I don't want to talk about it if you don't want to talk about it until you get started. But I'm really excited about it. And we have some things going on here. Give you something to find out on Friday. I kind of put it out there yesterday, but we're going to be having some little contests and some gifts and stuff. Now, you're going to have to make effort to get those gifts, but we're working on it. So I wanted to let all the listeners know that it's happening. Just stay tuned. Watch out for it. And just sit back and relax and enjoy, because it's all about unification with action to create victories. Wouldn't you agree with me, Ms. Jones?
I absolutely do agree with you. And I don't, again, what I say is just for knowledge and information. But I think, and I know that these parents, although they're very concerned and somewhat stressed, they're doing a wonderful job in handling it. They're more calm. I know they're stressed out, but they're just, you know, they're in it with their children. And It's nice to see that they're not so stressed that it's causing chaos. Well, I'm not saying that that's, you know, everybody's case, but the ones that I have encountered, they're, you know, really dealing with the situation in a very positive manner.
So my question is, I would like to know, well, you know, I'll get some information about it. When this occurred and everybody was on it, I guess they had to do a test immediately, because I know most of them test every week. But what I don't understand, unless you got a rapid thing, you know, you still got days in between that test before it comes. Some places get you 24-hour turnaround. Some places it takes 48, some places you can get it within 15 minutes. You might have to spend a little bit, but it can happen. But I just look at all the different ways and procedures, and I was trying to get information myself on a particular issue. So, you know, the CDC has many, many websites, many, many numbers to call. But I spoke with several people that the issue that I was questioning, they didn't have a resource for it. So that lets me know that, I mean, the resource is there, but not a clear one. So it lets me know that we still have a lot of work to be done because everyone is not inclusive in this. You know, they have different resources for different things, but this is in telling everything. We're all inclusive in this together. And we have one burn purpose together. We have what we call collective purpose. And that collective purpose is to stay alive. See, we collectively, you have a individual purpose, and then you have a collective purpose. So our collective purpose across the board is just continuing to stay alive and to stay safe and stay as healthy as we possibly can on this. But I knew you was going to come up with something. I say, you know, if I could just get her on here to share with us this evening briefly and let us know what she found out, because we like to get out in the community, circle around over the weekend so we can bring something back for persons to be mindful of. So it's always an ongoing thing here and covering as much as we possibly can. We cannot be slotted in a box because the world and society is not in a box, okay? So you might hear something about anything coming from here, because it's about waking up, not just getting up out the bed. It's moving that blood through the blood cells. Wouldn't you agree with me, Miss Jones?
It is. It absolutely is.
I got you.
So I enjoy your show. It's really, again, I think when I came on a few months ago, I just said how nice it is because it's so comfortable. You get a chance to express yourself the way that you want to express yourself, and that would be me saying yourself. And it's actually been a platform to something that I'm going to do and launch next week. So
okay,
probably on Monday I'll let everybody know. But until then, we'll just stay tuned, as you said.
You know, I get excited over here, especially I be on the edge. I want to know what's going on. What's coming up? What's new coming in? And it just excites me to death. But knowing you, I know it's going to be phenomenal. It will be something that is set up for collaboration with all, because that's the way you operate. And it's like each one teach one. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm not going to push you on that. You know, I have a way I could pull it out of, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be nice on this. You're quite welcome. You know, I can trick you just like you can trick me. Oh, everybody, you know, yeah. I was laughing because we were partying so hard, celebrating the month of August, but the party is going to be heavy again because there's a lot of September-born individuals. And I'm sitting up here making my list now. I say, shoot, I better make some oatmeal cookies or whatever, because if I have to give all these people gifts, it's not going to happen, so I'm going to think of something. But, yeah, September is here. Many, many people, I'm saying, dog, I thought I was going to at least get an opportunity to take some kind of break, but not happening. So September is going to be heavy, quite a few individuals, so I'm just trying to allot my time out. Now, you know, I don't go around everybody. So, you know, it depends on what the setup is and what the event is. And they might just hear my voice, okay? Because, like I said, stay healthy. I don't really have to be out there. You know, we're out there. I'm out there in spirit every day. I'm out there. You know, even if you can't see me, I'm with you. So,
Prior to this, you were out there.
Oh, yes.
You were really out there advocating on behalf of the community and part of all these organizations and doing your thing.
It's
people don't even know that about you, Miss Linda.
You know, and I I'm not a boaster. No, they only hear about me if I'm getting on one of those electoral slates, and then I'll talk, and I won't talk too much about that. I guess you could say I'm a bit shy, Yeah, it's the community and it's people, because that's what persons don't realize. It's all about the people. And I share and I tell people all the time, you know, when we get into the political realm of it, I said it don't matter what party, as long as you're for the people, okay? And when those minds come together, and they can, you know, come up with something, it even makes it better. So I kind of like stand, straddle the sidewalk, if you'll say, and I'm over here and I'm over there and conversing over here and conversing over there and smiling and being real low-key. So I guess that's a Texas thing, though. That's a Southern thing, Tiffany. In the South, you're taught a little bit different. And I cannot put a name on it, but you're taught differently. You take care of, you observe, but you don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing all the time. And you cannot look at an individual. See, we're very visible, the society is. And if you're driving a beautiful car and we're about visual. But in the South, it works just the opposite. The man that's walking in the overalls and the run-over shoes is the one that can buy the city. You got me? They work differently.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You have to talk. You have to let people know what you're about, but you don't have to let them know all what you're about, because they're going to form their own opinion anyway. So it's a Southern thing. It's Southern. Why flapping your jibs? You know, anybody can talk. Anybody can blah, 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 blah. It's action. So I always say, I just want them to read about it. So a lot of things are going on, but I'm definitely community. I'm definitely people. I'm definitely social justice. That's at the top of it. But I don't carry that sword and sling it and toot that horn in the manner that most people do. But it's a Southern thing. And
why I mentioned it. You didn't have to, but I did, because I want people to know that prior to this, you were out in the community, and we were out in the community together. So I kind of go out in the community on behalf of you
to
get the
news
of information and bring it back.
Well, see, I love it. We plant out seeds, and they blossom and grow, and each one teach one. And I'm so glad that you are carrying this on, because when the pandemic, when the shutdown came, I've done this show since 2014, and then I hosted it out to fundraising organizations, and I went back to school to get some more education on the brain, okay? So I went in, and I said I'd be back, because I had to go get some more information. And when the pandemic came, it was like, okay, no more networking, no more meetings, oh my goodness, what's going on here? And that little voice just came and said, excuse me, go over there and hit that button and encourage and inspire and share all your positivity with as many as you can. Each one, teach one, everybody has to hold each other up. And it was the best thing I could have ever did. And I enjoy this. I enjoy it. Someone said, is that a hobby for you? I said, nah, it's a need. And I don't think they quite understood what I was saying. But it's 2-4, and it's set up for many, many things, like meeting people like yourself, like getting information from people like yourself, sharing and caring, coupling it together, collaborating, and putting it out there. And it doesn't matter. It's just like in theater. A lot of people don't know I'm an actress. They don't know I love theater, but you know I love it. But it's just like theater. And, you know, it's all about the numbers. It's all about the count, but it's really not. Because you don't need but one ear. And if you can encourage and empower and save one person from jumping off of a roof, you've done your job. In theater, you know, actresses are very sensitive. And, you know, especially, the principals, oh, my God, we looked out there. It's not full. So it don't matter. The show has to go on. And who's sitting out there, since you don't know who it is, it doesn't take but one. It's not about numbers. It's not about quotas. It's about the heart. And I tell anyone, if you're moving with your heart, you don't worry about it. Now, if you're moving with ego and arrogancy or on a different kind of agenda, you might run into a few things that you're not expecting. And even when you move with your heart, Tiffany, you're going to run into that brick wall. But, you know, we're taught that when there's a brawl there, when there's a brick wall there, keep moving because you know it's something on the other side of it. So even walls are good. Even blockage is good. Even everything that happens to us is not happening to us. It's happening for us. You know, like you said, see, I would have never thought. You said, Linda, you was out there, and I keep going for you. I love it. And you bring back some good information, too. Excellent. Excellent information. Thank you.
So now we found out something on Find It Out Friday.
A little bit more
about Linda.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of modest, you know, so I know how to blow that horn, though. I can blow it, but it I don't know. It's that Southern thing in me. I just like to sit back and be that Southern belle. Because most of the time, how can I say it? You know, I'm gonna put this out here. We have eyebrows, but we can't see them. But we know we got them, right? So you don't know how you're being viewed through the lens of someone else. You don't really know because everybody has a different type of lens. But the important thing is, the most important thing is how you view yourself. You got me? So all of that does not even matter. So when you understand that, you do not have to be anything but authentic because you're being you. See, when you're not being true to yourself, you got to think about what to do. But when you're being you, see, authenticity is very, very deep. And people use the word and they slang the word and they take and they profit off the word. But no, it's what it is. So as a child, when you're brought up a certain way and when you sell principles and ethics, And morals and values in that milk in that baby bottle, see, that's fed to you in your formula. And when that gets in your system, you might stray a little bit, but eventually you come back. But I appreciate you. Oh, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot here. Somebody say, oh, my God, you all over the place. I said, oh, my God, I've been all over the place. And I just shut up. Oh, my goodness, you're all over the place. Because I've been all over the place. So what you want to talk about? What does your organization do? What does this group do, Linda? What do you do? Oh, what do I do? Okay, well, let me tell. It depends on how I'm approached with it. You know, I don't like to offend anyone. But it just depends on my mood. I would tell you, you know what? I'm so skilled and diverse that I frighten myself sometimes. And they just look at me. I still haven't told them nothing else. Because this society, an individual trying to get somewhere and help others, you got to do many things. But the most important thing that you must do is start with you. You. Mm-hmm. It all starts and ends with you. At the end of the day, Tiffany, you know it and I know it and we always speak of it. It's only you that you're dealing with at the end of the day. All you're dealing with is you. So when you have that type of, so you're not easily rattled, I'll put you in your place. Now, we're going to have some dialogue if you get out of line, and you're going to see a different side. It depends on the situation. It depends on how I want to approach it and how much energy I want to use. But it's basically me putting yourself in myself in your shoes as this is coming to me. See, when people lash out or people do horrible, you have to stop and think, what in the world are they going through? You got me? So when you can stop and what are they going through? It kind of pulls you back. But that takes skill. That takes skill and that takes work. And you can't do it all the time. But do it as much as you possibly can. Now, they found something else out. Take a deep breath and pull back because you don't know what that individual is going through, okay? Mm-hmm. You really don't. So it's time for kindness and more compassion, and some people have it. I've seen the change, and some people will never get it because they don't care. But that's okay. Eventually, you know, whatever works for them, but you have to be balanced enough so you don't get pulled into it. You know, say what you have to say, straighten out what you have to straighten out, but don't get pulled in into their stew pot. Because most of the time, people that come out like that, they don't even have no potatoes in it, okay? I like potatoes in my stew. So I'm not getting in your pot. Mm-mm. I'm not going to get in the stew pot. But I do believe in bringing the stew pot to the table. I believe in that collective conversation, dialogue, and strategic planning, the final solution, and it takes everybody to get it done. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, I would.
All right.
Well,
you know what?
Absolutely true.
I love it because you done pulled this out of me. You and that's Stephanie. That's Stephanie Haynes. She real good. She real good, boy. She'll whip it on you. But you have your – but I'm glad. That's what it's all about. Thank you. You know, they need to hear.
My little subtle way.
I'm sorry?
I said my little subtle way of bringing it out.
Yeah, that's the way you operate. You made me toot my horn. Now I got to go over here and make sure that these keys are moving. What do you call them when you're playing a trumpet? Because Gabe will blow your horn. Okay? We got some work to do.
Well, so now, you know what was so
I'm
good
sorry?
Tonight that I haven't heard in a long time is that people are actually praying for others around the country. And you hear it sometimes, but you don't hear it often enough. And that brings me so much joy just to hear other people thinking about others and really praying for them and, you know, making sure that they're being thought of in a time where we have floods and fires and who knows what else around the world, but in this case, I'll just say fires in California and the floods in Louisiana. But this is what it's really all about. People mm-hmm. liking people, being compassionate towards people, because mm-hmm. we are all part of humanity.
And we're all connected, and whether we know it or not, we're all connected. So I'm glad you heard that. Yeah, we call it love messages, or we call it positive shout-outs. If you notice, I said nothing dark and all positive. These are love messages. So when somebody want to call and they mad and ain't Sue, we don't take that message. Okay, you're going to have to talk to Aunt Sue. So we're not distributing that information, okay? So people call in from time to time. We have a cross-country connect, you know, calling in from different states to see what's happening there. It's just a lot going on. You know, we'll open up a segment for cross-country connects, and we can talk to Arizona, Georgia, Las Vegas, you know, going into Virginia, Mississippi, and the ones that are on a different time level, they'll send their information in, and I'll say, is it okay for me to mention it? And they say, sure. So, you know, you have to be courteous and thoughtful and respectful for everyone. But, yeah, we like love messages, and we'll be doing more things to keep it exciting out here. You know, we're not CNN. We all about the people, and you know, it's all type of people, so we try to get something for everybody to practice inclusiveness. Everybody's talking about diversity and inclusion. You cannot have any diversity if you don't have inclusion. They both go together. So, you know.
They do?
Yeah, no, they go together. Diversity and inclusion, you have to. And that brings the dialogue and everything. But, you know, I'm looking over here. You know, I'm listening. You know, I don't want to let you go. You know I don't want to let you go. But when we go up, and you told me briefly, you told me you had some projects that you were working on. I have something that I'm working on, and I got a big day tomorrow because I can't do it on Monday. So I have to structure out this canvas board and write everything down. I move on a canvas to know once I go out that door that I hit it, bam, 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 and then I come back and take my nap. Okay, it's all done. But on that note, Ms. Jones, I know eventually you're going to tell us what's happening And if you give me a call and give me permission to announce it right before it's happening, I would love to do that for you. Okay?
Well, maybe if I'm on Mindful Monday, then I will say what it is Monday.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's have a little bit of dialogue about that. And on that note,
okay.
Listeners, you're listening to Tiffany Jones. She was with us on Mindful Monday. We were talking about the children's vaccine, and then she's come back and told us some more information about the babies on the school bus. So whatever you're doing, you're praying, you're chanting, you're writing in the sand, you're shaking the crystals, whatever your source may be, do it double duty, because we're all in this together, and it takes all of us to work to create a victory. And we are victorious over here. We don't accept nothing less than victories, okay? No matter what it takes to get there, it's all about victories. And before you go, I'm going to share, and you can share. Tiffany Jones, you know I'm a James Baldwin girl, and James Baldwin say, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. So there's no limitations that we cannot band together and unify together and take the correct action together and kick this, whatever it is, however it is, whichever way it's coming, it takes all of us to do it. Tiffany, we love you out here, and let's talk about Mindful Monday. So tune in, listen to you. I won't try to trap her back here again. We love you, Tiffany, and I'm going to say good evening, and everybody, safe out there, aware, and stay woke. Happy holidays. Tiffany, thank you. Tiffany with an
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. I find the solution, and I get the job done. Have a great weekend, Tiffany.
People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready, there's a train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. Oh, there ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own.
Happy holidays.